This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5, Coast Guard Club, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's a nice, pretty day here, fairly decent, cool morning, not too bad. Let's see here. Let's check out the temperature. And it is only 75 degrees, but it is going up to a high today in the mid to upper 90s again. So summer has returned. There are 12 seasons in Texas, and I think we're working on number 10. All right. Well, good to have everybody out there. I've heard a few people calling in, and we'll remind you once again, we are streaming via the Internet on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November, TuneIn, and also on Broadcastify. Broadcastify is an app and a website that is mostly like police radios and amateur radio repeaters and a few amateur radio nets, and we just happen to be one of them. So Broadcastify is the other one. Both of those services have apps you can download on your phone, or you can just go to our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf, and we've got a link on there that you can just click on that, either one of them, and listen to it on your computer. Seems to work pretty darn good. We've kind of upgraded a little bit in that area here in the past 6 months, and seems to be holding. Let's keep our fingers crossed. With that, let's see. Who have I heard? I've heard W4RVL, or November 4, Radio Bravo Lima. Let's take some check-ins. Let's see who else we have out there. I'm looking for Coast Guard veterans.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu, Sierra.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu, Sierra, NM3G, and a big old strong signal blocked out everybody else. Who was it?
Whiskey Zero, Echo November Echo.
Who else?
Whiskey Delta 3, November. Mike Julian.
Whiskey Delta 3, November, and Mike Juliet Yankee. Other Coast Guard veterans? That's it. I haven't heard from Whiskey 6 Kilo Mexico in a number of weeks. I tried to send him an email out in San Jose, California, and didn't get a response. So hopefully everything's all right out there. Let me go ahead and work the ones I have then, and then we'll get some more. N4RBL, go ahead.
Yeah, Whiskey 7, Charlie Golf Charlie, N4RBL. Well, Dick, I'll tell you what, we finally got our ramp back, and it's pretty healthy. So I would love to know what my signal report is there, and that I'm beholden to Whiskey X-Ray 8 Victor, my mentor, and my amp repair person, doctor, that is. So we're going to have weather here about the same as you. We're going to be up in the mid-90s here in a few hours, so that's going to hold out for another 3-4 days there here in Louisville. I did hear your West Coast stations, and I did hear you chatting with somebody on CW. I don't know if it was the fellow there in North Carolina or not there, so we don't copy CW for the dawn. So other than that, Dick, good morning to you, and back to you for that signal report there. Go ahead.
Well, my goodness, Joe, you're booming in here, about 10 dB over S9. You say you got your antenna up? Is that what I heard?
No, negative. I'm still talking on that 130-foot NFED wire, but I'm putting about 950 watts to you. I got my amplifier working there. Go ahead.
Oh, that's what it was. I was distracted, and so the amplifier, it just was so strong, I thought maybe you got an antenna, some kind of antenna modernization. Yeah, can't talk yet this morning. Got to have a little more coffee, I think. But yeah, 10 dB over S9. I'd say the power's going in the wire.
Yeah, copy on that. Real good. Well, I do have an antenna project on the plans. I do have a Mosley Pro 67 7L antenna that's been down in the woods on top of a military communications box. It's a part. I got it from a friend that moved to California in a restricted area in California back in the late 90s, and he couldn't take the, or didn't want to take the antenna with him. So he kind of traded me some stuff, and I wound up with it. Didn't need it at the time because I had a KLM KT-34XA tri-bander at 65 feet, so it went into storage, so Mosley is still in business. And I contacted them to see whether or not parts were still available for that antenna, and they gave me a thumbs up on that. So the plan is to get my Heights aluminum tower up again, and I got a brand new Yaesu heavy-duty rotator and a bearing and so on and so forth, all the parts, hopefully. And we hope to, within the next several months, hopefully, or maybe even over the winter time, get my 64-foot Heights tower up with the that Pro 67 on top of it there after I get it cleaned up, and hopefully it's not going to need too much too many parts and repair there. So that's the game plan. I think the antenna's got about a 7 or 8 forward dB gain there. So with the amp and that antenna, I should be able to blow a few people's doors off there. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, well, just be careful where you point that antenna when you get it up, okay? I'm not sure my receiver can handle a heck of a lot more of RF before it starts melting. So, yeah, you're doing pretty good job there, Joe. All right, sir. Well, enjoy the warm weather in Kentucky, and hope you have a good weekend up that way. We'll look forward to chatting with you next week and see where it heads from here. N4RBL, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Big 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick, 73, Semper Paratus for one and all on the net there. Stay healthy, stay happy, and stay well. N4RBL.
Roger, roger. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu, Sierra.
Contact.
W5, CGC, WA4, MZS. And good morning, Dick, and everybody else. And, also, I noticed you acknowledged W0ENA, which, as usual, I did not hear a thing from him. He's generally too close. Not much going on here. Been doing a little reading, doing a little change stitch, and even messed around with the R390 some. And now that this found a home for it. But things are going good. Weather's real nice, clear. We're probably, I'm going to say, low 80s this morning. So with that, back to you, Dick.
All right, Mr. Ed. Well, thank you very much for the report. I'm glad to hear you're able to get around and working on that cross-stitch some more. I do have W0ENE on the hook, and he's hollered contact, so W0ENE, go ahead.
Good morning, Dick, and good morning to Ed. He probably doesn't copy me, because I think he's in my skip zone at the moment. Some days I can hear him, and most of the time I can't. Just wanted to check into the net. I haven't been in for a while, and say 73 to you guys in Semper Paratus. I hope Ed's doing a lot better. I haven't talked to him for a week or so. So I'll say 73, let you guys go, and thanks for letting me in.
Okay, John. Well, hang on a second. Ed, did you copy anything up there?
Heard absolutely nothing.
Okay. Well, Mr. John just is wishing you the best and hope that you're doing all right. And he's doing fine down there in Florida. John, let me ask you a question. Has Roxy got a yeast problem? Does she get ear infections and licking at her paws real bad?
Well, she does lick her paws occasionally, but our biggest problem down here is allergies. And I asked the vet what allergies she had, and she says they call it Florida down here. But I give her a Benadryl or half a Benadryl, kind of calms it down a little bit. But she's not doing too bad. She doesn't have a real serious problem with it.
Well, that's good. I've been giving Captain Pepper some sort of a pill that the vet gave me. It's supposed to help with a yeast infection, but I got to be honest with you. I've been giving the darn pill to him now for a couple of weeks, and it hasn't seemed to have done much. I have to wash his paws down. I mean, he goes outside, and he'll get a full grooming and a full bath using this very expensive special shampoo. And I swear, you know, he'll come home and he'll be just fine until the first time I let him out, and that's all it takes. One time out in the backyard, and he's just starts licking those paws like there is no tomorrow. And I feel so sorry for him. And I don't know. I'm going to have to get a hold of the vet and see if there's something else we can do, because whatever this medication is, and I'm sorry I don't know the name of it, it's not doing anything. At least it's not doing anything that I can see. Anyway, John, good to have you on board, and sorry you and Ed can't copy each other, but both of you got tremendous signals here to me, so Whiskey Zero, Echo November Echo, we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and hope you have a good weekend.
Well, thank you, Dick. You're 5 and Beacon 20 over 9, so you got a booming signal this morning. Propagation's been very good. Since I turned the radio on, I've got a noise level here of about S7 to 9 coming from power lines, and I've turned in a trouble ticket, and I'm still waiting. This has been going on for about a month and a half. That's why you haven't been hearing me. Well, I operate the Coast Guard auxiliary net over here, and it completely wipes out that section of frequencies that we use weekly, so I haven't been on there either. 73, good luck with the captain. I know that's really a hard fight. I've been through that myself before. My wife seems to think it's the grass that causes a lot of it, and that they might be actually allergic to the grass, but I don't know. 73, Semper Paratus, and thanks for letting me in. This is W0ENE, clear.
All right, John, and I am definitely leaning at the grass, him being allergic to grass. And, of course, the other thing that he does is after he gets a nice bath, he gets out there, and if I let him out of my sight for a second, he's rolling. He's rolling in the grass. And, it's just a never-ending thing. Anyway, 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra, Ed. Hope you have a good weekend up there as well, and thank you for joining the net. Over.
Okay, Dick, and like I say, as usual, I could not even hear anything from John. But incidentally, you're a good solid S9 signal strength. I wonder what that man is that you're in.
All right, sir. Well, we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and have a great rest of your weekend.
7-3 Semper Paratus.
November Mexico 3, Germany.
W5 CGC in the group. November Mike 3 Golf. Hey, Dick. Good morning to you. Beautiful 76 sunny degrees. Haven't had a lot of rain. but I guess we'll get it eventually. Just kind of kicking back this morning. Been working outside doing some fall cleanup and working in the workshop, making big chunks of wood into fine, fine sawdust. Like I had to empty the dust collector the other day. I discovered that sawdust is full of helium. Very, very. I had 30-gallon garbage can was two-thirds full of fine shavings and sawdust. And, that was good exercise. Not a whole lot else going on here. Just kind of kicking back, listening to the net, and sorry to hear about Captain Pepper and the grass issue. So here's hoping you get that sorted out, over.
Yeah, well, it's a constant battle, and I try to keep him with the right kind of grooming and the right kind of medications to keep that at a minimum. One of the problems is about 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, he starts scratching. And at 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, I'm not ready for him to scratch, especially when he's laying in the bed next to me. So we're always, watching out for that. What are you going to do with all that sawdust, by the way?
Oh, I have a long-term storage facility. They come by weekly and collect it. I cut a variety of materials on my CNC router, and so it's got some foam, the green insulation foam in it. It's got some high-density polyethylene plastic in it. It's got pressure-treated sawdust in it, so it's not something I want to dump in the backyard. If it was just straight hardwood sawdust, I'd just put that on the compost pile. But as it is, it's bulk filler for the long-term storage facility that the county maintains, over.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. We did some, I had my, well, lawn guys came out this week and spread some rye grass seed on anything that didn't have grass already growing on it, and they spread it out pretty well all over the front and the backyard this year. Everything was so nice and green earlier this year, and then it just turned to brown, dusty dirt, so we've already got it down in hopes that maybe it'll start sprouting some green stuff here as the weather starts getting a little bit cooler. And the problem I have is that the ducks and the geese really think it's been put down for them to have as their lunch. I bet you if there's 6 geese in the backyard, there's probably 12 to 14 geese in the backyard. And the ducks, they kind of come and go, except for one pair that just seems to hang together and stay here all the time. Have not seen any buzzards, no buzzards. They have departed for a brief vacation, I believe. But, of course, I would imagine they'll be back here before too long. Anyway, have a great weekend. Nice chatting with you. And we'll look for you again next week. NM3G, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3, Semper Paratus. Thanks for all you do. W5, CTC, November, Mike, 3 Golf.
Whiskey Delta 3, November.
Whiskey 5, Mother Golf, Charlie. Whiskey Delta 3, November. You are 5-7. You are 5-7 in the 40s, Pennsylvania today.
Well, Dennis, thank you very much for the 5-7 report into Pennsylvania. Let's give you about a 5-5 here, coming back at me the other way. Good to hear you. Anything happening up your way this weekend? Over.
Well, we haven't had rain in a good while, and we're not going to have rain in a good while. If we'd get some rain, my signal would improve, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, same trouble here. Got to put the grass seed down with the hopes that we'd get a little rain, and there was a little chance of a shower in the forecast for today, but I think it's evaporated. It's gone. I haven't seen anything that looks like a cloud all morning. And so we'll be pumping the pond dry for the next week or so, I guess, trying to keep the grass seed moistened a little bit, and hopefully that'll get it started. Over.
Roger, roger. And with Captain Pepper, his diet, if you feed him chicken, that can also aggravate allergies. Chicken. Switch to beef if you're not on beef.
Well, actually, I don't feed him chicken. I give him poultry, or not poultry, turkey. Turkey. He gets turkey, pork, and beef. He doesn't get any chicken. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, I hope he gets better soon. I know how aggravating that can be.
I don't know about turkey. You know, I kind of wondered about that. I've got practically a freezer full of food right at the moment, but I don't know whether turkey would cause the same kind of issues as chicken or not. Over.
Yeah, I don't know either. You should feed him steak.
Trust me, he gets a bite of it every once in a while when I have it.
Roger, roger. Well, you have a great day. Justice Roberts, that means having food on hand too, Dick. So, 7-3, God bless America, and thank you for all you do. Over.
All right, sir. Thank you. Whiskey Delta 3, November. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Also, lamb. I've got a little bit of lamb. He doesn't get much of that, but lamb and rice, I believe, is a mixture. It's some kibble. Usually he just gets about a handful of that in the morning, and then he gets his major pack of food in the evening, which is meat, or it's not kibble. Let's just put it that way. It's a brand. It's advertised on TV, but it is not a kibble. I feed him some but it's just more or less a snack, if you know what I mean. WD3N, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus. Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet, Yankee. I'll get it out.
Okay, W5PTC, W3MGY. Good morning, Dick. Been a while since we chatted. This is Rick in Connellsville. It's a beautiful day here today. It's going to be about 85 degrees, and I think we're in for a heat wave next week. We got a real good signal here, and I've been busy all summer, haven't been able to check into this net, and I would have checked in at 12 on the 14300, but I have to run to church.
CQ is my frequency in use, over.
Frequencies in use, thank you.
W5CGC, WA3MJY.
WA3MJY, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Missed a little bit of that. Somebody stepped on you briefly, but understand you've been busy. I didn't catch what you've been busy doing. Over.
Well, I've been busy doing a lot of things with our church. A lot of activities with church, and also, you know, my hobby is restoring old radios. So I had quite a few boat anchor rigs that I restored. I restored a complete Viking 1 transmitter that I got at Dayton for $30. If you were to go on my QRZ.com page, you can see a picture of the fully restored Viking 1. And then I've been doing some, that's about it.
Roger that. Well, that'll keep you busy for sure. Well, good luck on keeping the restoration projects going, and we'll go on QRZ.com and take a peek. We'll also say hello to Gus for you when he checks in later today on 300. Over.
Yeah, okay, Dick. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll say 73 in Semper Paratus for now. We'll hope to be in here next Saturday. W5CGC, WA3MJY.
All right, Rick, good to have you. Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet, Yankee. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on 14327. It usually begins somewhere around 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific, about 10 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone, and that would be about 9 o'clock in the Mountain Time Zone. I don't know what time it is in Hawaii, and I never can figure it out, or Alaska, so we won't even worry about that. Let's see who else we have out there looking for those who've served. U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Hawaii Zulu 3 India.
Okay, I got Kilowatt Zulu 3 India. Who else? I'm not getting that call sign. Try it again. Slow it down. Can somebody copy him? Well, sir, give it another try. I can hear you, but I'm not, for some reason, the call sign is, I'm not translating it well. Go ahead. Can you give that to me phonetically, please? I can hear you, but for some reason it's just not translating. Try again. Okay, that time I didn't hear you. Well, I'll come back to you. Don't go anywhere. If you want to check into the Coast Guard net, I'll be with you momentarily. KZ3I, go ahead.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, KZ3I. Well, good morning to you, Dick. How's everything down in Tejas?
Everything is hot and dusty for the most part, but otherwise good. Can't complain, over.
Yeah, we're hitting 80 degrees. It's kind of a nice, but it's going cool, 55 in the evening. So it's been rather good sleeping weather and nice to clean up the yard a little bit for the fall weather, over.
Well, that's that'll be starting any time. We haven't we had a faux fall, as they call it here, a couple of days last week. But one of the 12 seasons in Texas came back, and it's one of those ones that end in summer because the highs are all going to be in the mid to upper 90s the entire week. Not a whole lot going on here. Got the whole family is left the state. I'm kind of holding down the fort. They all went to Arkansas to visit their grandkids and great grandkids up there. Over.
Well, that's a laudable mission. It's always good to get together with the family. So it's just you and the pooch for a while.
Yep, just the two of us. We're going to be having steak for dinner this evening. Probably the both of us will, and watch a little football, college and pro, and car racing too. So, yeah, we won't be getting too far from the AC with this kind of temperature. Over.
Well, that's good. No kibbles and bits. Gonna have steak. That sounds good. Well, we're doing pretty good here. Shoulders are feeling great. I started picking up the tempo about 3 weeks ago, and doing a little bit of weights and doing some deep knee bends, and got up the tower for an hour and strapped in doing a little work aloft, and put together some deck furniture. It really looked nice, and 2 days later I couldn't get out of bed. Over.
No wonder. Hey, it's really great that you did all that, but it might be time to maybe enjoy the rocking chair just a little every once in a while.
I went to a club breakfast, a ham club breakfast this morning, and I told them I think I might hang my belt and my positioning strap on the wall at the clubhouse in case anybody wants to take over climbing. I have a feeling I'm going to be minimal climbing from now on. I've had arthritis in my back for decades, and I think it's finally come home to roost.
Well, there's no doubt about there's something about climbing up those big old towers and hanging in a safety harness up there trying to lift things probably over your head that are not exactly light. I can see where that can get to you for a little bit. Over.
Yeah, but why am I fooling myself telling me, oh, this is great, I'm going to let my momentum carry me through 80 and keep doing all this stuff?
I'll tell you a little secret about turning 80. Yeah, well, once you get there, that couch looks awfully good.
You know, I've been on it since my back acted up. It's the only thing that feels comfortable is put a little couch pillow between my knees and kind of assume the fetal position on the sofa and watch the depressing news or take a little nap, which is not depressing. That's always a happy place. So, I don't know. I see the doctor on Monday, but I have a feeling. I got an old MRI from 2006 that said I had spinal stenosis and fat set damage in the lumbar region. And that pretty much describes what I've been fighting now. It's like a nice kick that somebody hits with a hammer in the small of your back. Over.
I think I can relate a little bit to that. I've had some of those issues as well. They kind of come and go. I think I told you, I don't know whether I did or not, about a few weeks ago I finally got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and one of the things that the doctor wanted me to do was start losing weight. Well, it you know, what's happened is he gave me a referral to a weight loss clinic that is part of their hospital group, and I've started to go to that, and I'm telling you, it's now that I went to it once or twice, my God, those people want you to come back, seems like every other day. There's no end to it. I'm about wore out just even trying to read the calendar. Over.
Oh, sounds like going to a chiropractor. My dad always said, you go to a chiropractor, you better marry one. Over.
Yes, I tend to believe it. Oh, God. Yeah, so I've got I don't know how many appointments in the next couple of weeks with different. I have to go to class. I have to learn how to figure out how to eat fiber, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I just saw shredded wheat biscuits, I guess. Something like that. But I got a good one for you. My brother, Mark, he was 375 pounds. He's down to 300 now. But he went to his doctor, and she, Mary Jo said, you've got to lose weight. My brother looks at Mary Jo, who is a little pudgy herself, you know, and he says, okay, Doc Mary Jo, he says, you find a diet that works for you, you let me know, okay?
I gotcha. Well, I've lost about 21 pounds, maybe 22 by now. I mean, you know, when you starve yourself to death because you can't eat anything with the diabetes, you know, you have to watch all kinds of stuff. So if it tastes good, you spit it out, and then you go from there, and I found some protein bars that really don't taste good. They taste like, it's like eating a piece of cardboard box. Over.
Yeah, well, you know, they call me obese and pre-diabetic, if that makes any sense. And I'm only 230 pounds, you know, and I'm 6 foot tall. So I don't know where they get obese, but apparently that's where the scale points. And he gave me this whole list, and I said, look, the only thing I can find on here that I really like is steamed broccoli and grilled chicken. And he said, well, you can eat as much of that as you want to.
Yeah, that's the trouble. You eat as much of that as you can, then pretty soon it you don't want it anymore. But yeah, that's pretty true. 230 pounds, that's not terrible, but 6 foot, about the same height I am. What they told me they wanted me to get to was 185 pounds. I haven't weighed 185 pounds since I was probably in middle school.
I was around that until I got out of the service and started flying commercial and living in my own house instead of base house. Everything got different. I normally was between 180 and 190 the whole time I was in the service. Although in the beginning I was like 155, I was only 17 years old. But as soon as I got out of the service, I crossed that 200 bridge and never really went back.
Very good. Very good. Well, it's very good to chat with you, Mr. Bill. I'm glad you stopped by. Better see if I got some more folks out there that want to check in today. And thank you very much for stopping by. And take care of that back.
Oh, yeah, we'll do, Dick. And thanks for picking me up for the chat. It's always a pleasure, and thank you for doing what you do with this. It's certainly a nice meeting place to check in and see how everybody's doing. Nick checks in later. Give my best to him. I'm going to go out and try mowing the lawn now, see how that works. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, KZ3I, Semper Paratus and 73, buddy.
I hope that's either a self-propelled lawnmower or B, a riding lawnmower.
It's a walk behind. It's good.
Okay, and it's got its own little wheels that turn on its own?
Exactly. I just steer it.
Ah, okay. Well, that'll be okay. KZ3I, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Take care and Semper Paratus.
Cheers.
This is U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Now, I finally heard one. November 4, November Mike Kilo, all the way over there in Delaware. Not too strong today. November 4, November Mike Kilo, go ahead. You faded off into the mud. November 4, November Mike Kilo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Doing my best there, Mr. Bob, but conditions seem to be very spotty today. Pennsylvania's loud and clear, but man, you're down in the noise. Over. Bob, you came up just a little on that one. November 4, November Mike Kilo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus, you're on the payroll. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for additional check-ins now, looking for Coast Guard. Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, U.S. Public Health Service doctors who served with the Coast Guard. All right, I heard KB7DO. Let me turn the antenna to the west, see if I can help out a whole bunch, because you're really light, Trevor, for the moment. Coming around to you, KB7DO. Let's see how that works out. Over.
Hey, good morning, Dick. It's a little better. You were about S9 earlier, but conditions have changed a little bit. Just want to say howdy, KB7DO, Semper Paratus.
You betcha, Trevor. Before you run off, how are things going with your construction project there in the home QTH in Richland? Over.
Thanks for asking. We gave the final check this week. Still got tons of boxes all over the place. Wife is getting home tomorrow. She's been down south in Ecuador. And I have strict orders that all the boxes need to disappear. So I'm going to be running around all day today, I think.
Sounds like a busy day, a busy weekend. But I'm sure you'll be happy with the missus being back in the house. All right, Trevor, great news. We'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Good to have you on board today.
Yeah, your team is definitely doing a good job. You were F0, and you're about an F6 right now. So it's definitely doing its work. 7-3 Semper Paratus, KB7DO.
Roger, roger. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard.
November Bravo 8 Romeo.
Okay, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, I think you relayed in November Bravo 8 Romeo. Go ahead and pick him up.
Okay, at November Bravo 8 Romeo, Rob
Richard, over. Okay, Rob, ND8R, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Back to you, Richard, AL7DD.
Didn't hear a peep out of Rob, doggone it. Missed chatting with him. Conditions just have been awful the last, all summer. NB8R is on the payroll, and Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, thank you very much. From Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. There was somebody else trying to check in about the same time, listening once again for Coast Guard veterans. Alpha November Mexico, is that a Roger? Okay, can you fill in the call sign for me?
Whiskey 9, Alpha November Mike.
Whiskey 9, Alpha November Mike, is that a Roger?
That is affirmative.
All right, Whiskey 9, Alpha November Mexico. Comes up Laramie, Wyoming. Looks like, is the name James over? Okay, James, very good. You're really light copy down here in North Texas. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Any prior Coast Guard or other military service? Over.
Yeah, 9 years in the Navy, 4 years in the Army.
9 years in the Navy and 4 years where? Okay, well, thank you very much for your service. Sounds like you said you're operating a portable operation. Is that correct? All right, sir. Well, conditions are rather poor today, so the fact you made the trip at all is good. You're only about running about a 4x2, not 100% readable, but enough to where I can get it. So thank you for your service, and we'll wish you the best. Have a good day up there. 7-3s.
All right. Affirmative there, and you are 20 over.
Well, thanks for the big signal report. Whiskey 9, Alpha November Mexico from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net for a Saturday, September the 13th. Got about 15 more minutes here on the frequency before we QSY, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans. Wow, I think I heard November Bravo 7, Oscar. About as weak as I've heard you in a long time there, Kevin. Kevin, about all I got out of that was that you're checking in, just not readable at the moment, just barely enough RF to get a call sign. That is pretty pathetic for you. You're normally fairly strong. So November Bravo 7 Oscar got you down on the payroll, Kevin. Say my regards to the missus, and hope you have a good weekend. Any other Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary?
KL7IQQ.
KL7IQQ, I'm not supposed to be able to hear you.
Yeah, Richard, you're good. S7 here, S7 up here in Alaska this morning, so how you copy me?
Well, not S7, but your Q5 copy in about maybe S3 to 5. How are things up in Alaska today?
Oh, it's raining, getting a lot of rain. At least it's not snowing yet, but it's 40 degrees out, and won't be long. And I didn't hear Nick at all, didn't hear Nikita at all yet, over.
Well, he popped in there and helped relay NB8R from West Virginia that I didn't hear. But let me see. Nick, AL7DD, are you copying Larry at all?
Not right now. Over, over.
All right. Larry says he's not copying you. Over.
Yeah, maybe he's not pointed towards us up here in Alaska. Anyway, we'll let you carry on. We'll be monitoring here, Richard. KL7IQQ.
All right, sir. Take care with that rain and those cooler temperatures. Glad it's not snowing yet. KL7IQQ, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. AL7DD, you want to try one or two from there?
Okay, we'll give her a try at pointing east. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4 Net Control, looking for those who have served.
U.S. Coast Guard.
Coast Guard Reserve. Public Health Service doctors who serve with Coast Guard or Coast Guard Australia. Any other stations that serve U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard Reserve. Public Health Service doctors that serve with Coast Guard. Check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Not hearing anything except some side splatter there, Richard.
Yeah, roger, roger. Go turn the antenna back towards the east coast for a minute or two here before we switch to 14300 and see if I can round up anybody. I haven't heard anybody from Florida. Well, I heard northern Florida, but I didn't hear anybody further south at all, so maybe we'll get some Floridians in here as we turn the antenna towards the east, towards the state of Florida. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5, Coast Guard Club, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net for Saturday. Looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
1 November, Mike Fox.
Just barely can tell you there. K1NMF. How's it going up there, Dennis?
Hi, Chip. Long time no here. Very noisy on the band here. And, geez, I was hearing the west coast there. A little bit better than you for a bit. But, doing well. Hopefully, you're doing okay. Over.
Roger, very good. Yeah, I got the antenna a little bit more towards your direction. Didn't really help a lot. I was pointed due east to kind of catch maybe down in Florida because I haven't gotten any check-ins from there yet this morning. And there you were, so not doing too bad. Anything looking like fall up your way yet? How about the weather? Over.
Oh, yeah. It's been very dry here. Very dry. We need rain, desperately. Leaves are falling, they're changing colors. The acorns are beginning to fall, and we see some a lot of little deer running around. Just before the hunting season, it opens up on the 15th here with bow and arrow. Maybe we won't see them so much after that starts over.
I would hope not, for their sake anyway. I've got a neighbor who lives next door to me here. He goes bow hunting up in Kentucky. He's got a couple of hundred acres up there in eastern Kentucky that he owns, that he goes up and hunts on. And usually what happens is he goes up there to hunt deer, and they all show up in his backyard here. We've got plenty of deer here in our area too, but essentially the very few areas you can really hunt them around us. There is one area, and I believe it does open up to bow hunting, but it's a very short window, and you got a big long line for the tickets in order to be able to do it. Over.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, your signal popped right up there. I'm not sure what went on, but boy, you're booming in here now. I could barely hear you a second ago, but doing a good job. I tried to get into the CW net this week, but I wasn't making it apparently. So, at any rate, I'll keep on trying. Propagation was not that great, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it's really good to hear from you and let you know I'm still on this side of the grass.
Well, that's good to hear. I am glad to hear that. Yeah, the net, CW net, was propagation really wasn't very good at all. I didn't hear you. Most times I do hear you, but I didn't hear you at all this past weekend, or past Thursday rather, on the CW check-ins. It was kind of light. He's had a light turnout as well, and things have been kind of light here too, given the propagation. So glad we're able to get in there this week, and signals were building a little bit. And the captain decided to bark at our neighborhood cat. Well, we'll see you next week, maybe. 73 Semper Paratus, K1NMF, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s and Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick, 73 Semper Paratus, and as always, great to hear from you. Take care and stay well. Bye-bye.
And this is Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club, looking for additional check-ins now, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Again, please, I got static crashes.
Kilo Sierra 4 X-ray uniform.
Kilo Sierra 4 X-ray uniform. Boy. Well, I don't know. Let me turn the antenna towards North Lake and see if we can hear you a little bit better, Chuck. Even short skip. Short skip isn't very good today. Over.
That's right. Yeah. Conditions are not too good, that's for sure. I'm not hearing too many this morning. I hope everyone's doing well. I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Just hanging in here. Same old, same old. Still working and trying to enjoy a Saturday off and watching football today.
Yeah, very good. Well, yeah, it was pretty bad when we don't even get any ground skip from between you and me. That's pretty rough. But, boy, I tell you what, I don't envy you your commute. I was thinking about you the other day. You where do you go, 1171 through Flower Mound to get over there?
Roger, yeah, that's the best way to go. Either do that or I can't go down 407. I refuse to get on 35. But, yeah, 1171, it's not so bad, but that new, they did a new road pattern there at 35E and Main Street there in Louisville, and man, it backs up pretty bad there. But, yeah, traffic, it's a 30-minute drive home in the morning, but it's an hour to work at least in the afternoon.
Yeah, and where do they put that over there? Did you say at one of the airports?
No, we used to be at the Denton Airport. Now we're in a building there, basically at 121 and split pretty much there at Louisville College border.
Roger that. Okay, I thought maybe you had to go all the way over to the what's the name of that airport there in north of Dallas. I'm drawing a blank. Farmers Branch or somewhere up there.
I think you mean Addison. Addison Airport. We fly in there quite often.
Yeah, it was Addison. That's what I was trying to think of. All right, I got a QSY up to 14300, but good short chat with you. Stay cool over there.
Yeah, it's going to be another warm one, but hopefully won't be too bad here. Start dropping the temperature soon. 73 Semper Paratus, have a great weekend. KS4 SU.
All right, KS4XU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Thanks for stopping by, Chuck. Appreciate it very much. AL7DD, Mr. Nick, you still there?
Roger.
I got an email this week. I had inquired about George, KB1JDY. He had sent me an email and said he was going to be off the air for a little bit, taking care of his XYL, and he informed me that, unfortunately, she passed away a couple of weeks ago, and he's hoping to be back on the air in a little while, but I thought I would pass that along to you. Over.
Okay, very good. I wondered what happened to him. All right, we'll see you on 300.
All right, and I can't get a hold of Whiskey 6 Kilo Mexico. That one's got me bothered, too, down in San Jose. No response to an email I sent him. 73s, we'll see you up on 14300. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Now QSY 14300.
Checking in with me. I picked you up on the 6th, and now we got you on the 13th. Have a good day down there. We're going to close down here. I'm giving the net over to the Coast Guard net, and you are the last check-in here. KQ4, CQY, William, Ellington, Florida. Have a good one.
73 to you and your net also. Thank you.
Okay, thanks there, William. And we've got WA4AMG, Terry. I'm throwing you in the last 30 seconds. Over. WA4AMG is in the log, and he is the last check-in. He's in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Thanks, Terry. We'll catch you down in the log, sir. And 11:59. Thanks, everybody, that checked in. A little bit rugged this morning here. Band isn't in too bad a shape, but we just didn't have that many participants there. So, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Dick, you've got the net, over.
Well, all right, yeah, conditions have been pretty bad for me, too. I was on 14-327 and didn't, just kind of spotty at times.
Yeah, I could hardly see you guys up there on the fish finder there. Every once in a while, it just totally fills out. There's all kinds of stations, and then kapow, it's gone, so... Good luck with that, and getting a hold of your group there, round them up around the country, and nothing else to pass other than that. Have a good net there, sir. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We are broadcasting live on the Internet through streaming services. Tune in, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, Tune In, and Broadcastify, which is another app. You can listen to us via those apps or on our website, Whiskey5CharlieGolfCharlie.OscarRadioGolf, W5CGC.org. And if you are listening online, drop us a note. Hopefully the website's working. I haven't gotten any check-ins yet, but you can do it via the website, Whiskey5CharlieGolfCharlie.OscarRadioGolf, W5CGC.org. Be sure to upper left-hand corner, there's a link, and you can check in with us and let us know what's going on out there. So, with that in mind, let's see if we have any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Any active duty Coast Guard? Active duty Coast Guard from W5CGC.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey India Foxtrot.
Kilowatt Delta 9, give me the rest of it again.
Whiskey India Foxtrot.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey India Foxtrot. Welcome to the Coast Guard net, sir. Are you active duty Coast Guard? Over.
Roger, roger. Thank you so much. What is your call sign? Please, slowly.
My call sign is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Over.
Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
That's a roger.
Is your signal report, please?
Your report is 5 and 5, and could I get your name and location? Over.
Illinois, north suburb of Chicago. My name is Vlad. V as Victor, L as Leo, A, Apple, D as David. Over.
Very good, Vlad. Thank you very much for stopping by the net today. Over.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy. Maybe you can help me to get connection with everybody from Nebraska State. Over.
From Nebraska?
Yes. I have it only 49 states, but I cannot receive QSL from Nebraska. I have connection with Nebraska, but nobody sent me QSL. Over.
Roger, I don't have anybody on here from Nebraska that's part of our group. I'm sorry.
No problem. I just curious about this one.
All right, sir. Well, 73s, thank you for stopping by. Kilowatt Delta 9, Whiskey India Foxtrot. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. And the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let me turn the antenna. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, AL7DD. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. AL7DD, good afternoon East Coast, good morning West Coast. How are things in Seattle today?
Well, not too bad. We've got fires everywhere, and sometimes our air quality is in the moderate range to unhealthy, you know?
Roger that. Well, I hope that one that has been bugging you all summer is not headed your direction anymore.
Well, it's going west up the valley in Bear Gulch, but we got some other fires around close to us here, and no real rain in sight. Over.
Well, that's amazing. No, we don't have any rain in sight either, so we need to get you some rain so we can have some down here in Texas.
Well, right now, we take anything that we could get.
I believe that. All right, sir. How about this week in Coast Guard history?
Okay, W5CGC with Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. And this week in Coast Guard history, in 1889, from September 10th to 12th, 1889, the life-saving crews at Lewes, Penelopen, Rehoboth, Station assisted 22 vessels and saved 39 persons by surf boats and 155 people by breeches buoys without a loss of a single life. In 1941, the Danish government in exile asked the U.S. to protect Greenland. Coast Guard cutter Northland seized the Norwegian sealer Busto with Nazi agents on board, trying to establish radio and weather stations in Mackenzie Bay, Greenland. The capture of the Busto was the first U.S. media capture of World War II. And in 1942, the Coast Guard manned weather ship USS Muskeget disappeared without its trace while on weather patrol in the North Atlantic during World War II. Her entire crew of 9 officers and 111 enlisted men were lost. After the war, the U.S. Navy determined that she had been torpedoed and sunk with all hands by the German submarine U-755. And in 1953, when the 6,000-ton ore carrier SS Maryland grounded off Marquette, Michigan, a Coast Guard helicopter was in the face of driving wind and rain that required the combined efforts of both pilots to hold the controls and stabilize the aircraft, removed 12 crew members to safety. And in 1981, the Coast
lifeguard cutter Morgantown in charter status in San Francisco while preparing for a yard period responded to a distress call from 610-foot motor vessel Blue Hawk, a cargo vessel carrying about 5,000 automobiles. After she reported a fire on board while she was over 700 miles south of San Diego, Morgantown was underway within 3 hours in charter status. In the interim, 18130, Coast Guard 1454 that I used to fly in, was dispatched by Air Station Sacramento while Comstate Point Reyes directed other merchant ships close to the Blue Hawk to assist. The fire still raged when Morgantown arrived on scene 2 days later. The cutter's firefighting team put the fire out, and the Morgantown escorted the damaged freighter to San Francisco. And in 2001, Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked 4 commercial U.S. aircraft, crashing into the World Trade Center in New York and one in the Pentagon, Washington, D.C. The fourth aircraft crashed around Starkville, Pennsylvania, when passengers on board tried to regain control of the aircraft and the terrorists. The attack killed over 3,000 innocent civilians. Coast Guard units, including reservists and auxiliaries, were among the first military units to respond in order to provide communications, security, evacuation by water, and render assistance to those in need. Coast Guardsmen assisted in the search and rescue efforts as well as the cleanup operations after the attack. So that's what happened this week in Coast Guard history, Richard.
All right, yes. Definitely remembering those who were lost on 9/11 and the Coast Guard's role in ferrying people and rescuing people off the tip of Manhattan, and a day that we will not soon forget. So thank you very much for that, sir.
Roger, Roger.
All right, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. I have discovered a very bad thing. I tell you what, one of the things that I'm finding out is that we've had the same web hosting service since the Coast Guard Net began, and it has changed hands a few times. It has gone from Yahoo to various other companies, and it's now once again at another new company. About a month ago, the website itself was down. It just plain went down. And now I've discovered that the mail form service that we've had all these years that allows you to fill out a form on the website and send it to us is also not working anymore. So that is brand new as of today. It was working yesterday because I've been getting some emails. So if you have tried to check in with us today via the website, it's not working. It's not working. So if you want to check in, you have to send an email direct. Please check QRZ.com for Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and use the call book address there on the web form. Looks like the Coast Guard CW operators website is working, but for some reason the Coast Guard Net website is not. So again, if you want to check in, you're going to have to go direct. You can send it to info at W5CGC.org, info at Whiskey5CharlieGolfCharlie.org. That'll be our website address today if you want to check in, since the website mail forms are not working. Just a wonderful, wonderful web hosting service. Looks like we're going to have to attempt to find somebody new, and they have gone up in price to the point where it's almost prohibitive anyway. with that, let's try some on-air check-ins. Let's see if we can get some Coast Guard veterans to check into the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard. Okay, I think I'm turning the antenna. I think I heard a November 4, and is that Juliet Victor?
J-I-V.
Juliet India Victor? All right, any other Coast Guard veterans?
K-Y-L-L, Kilo 8 Yankee Lima Lima.
Kilo 8 Yankee Lima Lima, I have you, and any, I heard some others. Try again.
Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Other Coast Guard veterans.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Any other Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary? Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter. Good list here. Who else? Any relays? All right, November 4, Juliet India Victor, go ahead. Good morning. Good afternoon, sir. Got the antenna a little bit more down towards Florida, and it helped a lot. It's very directional today. What kind of new antenna did you put up?
It's a Delta Loop made by E-Antenna. I had a buddy pole that I was using for a while, and it was about 12, 15 years old. They put so many parts on it, I finally gave up on it. So I bought this Delta Loop.
Roger, Roger. Well, very good, Ben, at Delta Loop. You're not terribly strong, but it's not you. It's propagation. I heard another Florida station in here, and he's about the same signal strength you are. So it's not not your antenna. But congratulations on getting that up. At least we're able to get you checked in. I hope you won't be a stranger, over.
Roger on that. Yeah, I'm just a bit of a new watch. And your QSA on your signal, 3.5 up to 9. So yeah, the band's kind of wonko. All right, well, glad to check in. I'll try not to be a stranger, over.
That would be great news. Very good, Ben. Congratulations on the antenna. November 4, Juliet, India Victor, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie in the Coast Guard net, 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3, Kilo, Quebec 4, Foxtrot Golf Tango.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Foxtrot Golf Tango. Stand by, sir. I got you on the list. November 8, Yankee Lima Lima.
W5GGC, this is Kilo 8 Yankee Lima Lima. KYLL, checking in, no traffic. I had a chance to jump in today, so I thought I would, Jeff, over.
Well, I'm glad you did, Dave. We haven't chatted with you since back in June. You been busy this summer?
Roger, with the Coast Guard Auxiliary every weekend. Every weekend, and radio watch, over.
Roger that. You've been busy up there doing that?
Affirmative. We managed to stay busy. We have several patrols out on the lake during the summer, and we do their radio guard for them, and always managed to have something to do, over.
Roger, Roger. I suppose that's on VHF.
Yeah, affirmative. Affirmative. It is, over.
All right, sir. Well, very good. Well, I'm glad to be able to get you on the payroll for today. And thank you very much for your support of the net. We'll say 7-3 is Semper Paratus to you, and appreciate you being there. Over.
Roger, Dick. Thanks an awful lot, too. And we'll try next Saturday again.
K-8-Y-L-L to the lake.
All right, K-8-Y-L-L, W-5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Somebody on the frequency is trying to chat underneath of us. I'm net control for the net here on 14300. Who's trying to check in? All right, nothing heard. Kilowatt November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Yeah, Roger, Dick, I got you. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Kilo, November 4, Whiskey, Oscar, Juliet. Okay, man stinks today, but I got you there, Dick, over.
Roger that. It does. It's pretty pathetic, but it's good to have you on today. Hope all is well with you, over.
Roger, Roger. Everything's good here in Virginia. Good week, and I'll say 7-3.
Roger that. Well, thank you very much for being there, and understand the conditions have been poor all summer long, so I'm glad you were able to make the trip. Kilowatt November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Roger, Roger, Dick, 7-3, Semper Paratus. Have a great week.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. I lost you, Art. I lost you in the noise. Band shifting that quickly. Over. All right, Art. Thanks a lot for being there. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey Bravo 4, Charlie Mary Peter.
W5CQC, Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter. Good afternoon. 86 degrees here. I've been wearing my lawnmower out trying to keep up with the
any aircraft in station, any aircraft in station. Aircraft maintenance out of Tampa, Florida.
That's about all I have to report.
All right, Ray, a little bit of noise and somebody tried talking over you a little bit, so I missed the middle part of that transmission. What have you been up to, over?
It's pretty much not what I've been up to. It's pretty much what my lawnmower has been up to. I'm about to wear it out, trying to keep up with the grass growing out there. Back to you.
Yeah, that'll do it. It sounds to me like, you had no rain at all earlier in the year, and now it sounds like it doesn't want to quit and keep that grass growing. Well, I hope the heck it's either a self-propelled lawnmower or a riding lawnmower, so you don't have to work too hard. Over.
Yeah, it's a gravely riding lawnmower. It's working out for me so far. Back to you.
All right, sir. Very good. Well, it's good to have you on board, and appreciate you being there. You take care down there in Florida, and don't wear that lawnmower out all in one spot. Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the Coast Guard Net. Kilo Quebec 4, Foxtrot Golf Tango. Go ahead. Kilo Quebec 4, Foxtrot Golf Tango.
New aircraft indication, New aircraft indication. Aircraft maintenance out of Tampa, Florida, conducting St. Jeff radio check. How copy?
Station out of Florida, give me your call sign, please.
This is aircraft maintenance, U.S. Air Force, aircraft maintenance out of McDill Air Force Base, Tampa, Florida, conducting an HF radio check.
U.S. Air Force Base, McDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. Roger, you're reaching amateur station Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, on 14300, and you're Q5, Q5, and S5 into Dallas, Fort Worth. Over.
Roger, sir. Thank you for all the help. Appreciate it. You have a great day.
All right, sir. Well, that's a first. Never talked to a U.S. Air Force base before. This is U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board. How are things?
Well, they're okay. The weather outside is nice, which is good because unit for our house died last night, so it's going to have to be replaced in its entirety. But other than that, everything is sunny and bright.
Oh, no. That is not an inexpensive replacement. It's like building a Mercedes in your attic. Over.
Well, fortunately, there's nothing in our attic. So we have a unit outside and a unit in a closet inside. I was actually prepared to have some sticker shock in the tens of thousands of dollars, but it's going to be less than nine. So, you know, it's also going to cut down on my electric bill with a new unit, and also going to be intense on my whole house generator during hurricane season. Over.
Yeah, I know. I've had to replace all three of my air conditioning units since I've lived here, and I've got some good units in there now. I'm just hoping they last, but it is my air handler is in the attic, and it's both the heater and the air conditioner, and it was about the same price as a good used Mercedes Benz. Over.
Why my Generac is having a stroke every time it's turned on. Because the new one's only on 15. So, all of that makes me happy.
Roger. Well, good luck with that, Bob. I'm sorry to hear about that. Does that mean you're not going to be able to watch any football today?
Oh, no. No. None of that changes. We got a portable AC unit in the living room, and getting ready to watch my Miami Hurricanes this afternoon take on the University of South Florida. That has the potential to be a very, very good unit. But also, the humidity in South Africa right now is only about 40%, and the temperature outside is in the low 80s with a nice breeze out of the north. So we're not doing too bad. If all else fails, there's always a good result.
Roger. Very good, sir. Well, good to have you on board, and thank you very much for being there. Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Thanks, Dick, and thanks for all you do. 73 to the net. Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima, back to Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. You guys have a great weekend.
Will do, and good luck with you and your air conditioning unit. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. If you're listening to us online out there via the TuneIn or Broadcastify apps, please be advised that the service that we use on our website that sends us email, the web form unit on our email, on our website rather, is not working today. Thank goodness. It always seems to happen on a Saturday. So if you want to check in via the online website service, send us an email directly at info, I-N-F-O, India November Foxtrot Oscar, info at whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org, W5CGC.org. I'll be able to check you in that way. Otherwise, the form service on the website is not working. Just wonderful, wonderful web hosting service. It seems like I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I just get mad. Looking for additional check-ins before we turn it over to Nick. Looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
November 7, Zulu Tango.
November 7, Zulu... Oops, I hit the wrong button. November 7, Zulu Tango. Great big signal.
Well, thank you, Dick. Good to be here. Coast Guard Auxiliaryman from Port Orchard, Washington. Enjoyed the tour. I was a vessel examiner, so getting aboard and seeing how some of these other people live was fun. Over.
Roger, Roger. Well, it's good to have you on board. Every time you come in here, you just, I don't care where I got the antenna pointed, you just have a great big signal. So, thank you for your work with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Sounds like fun, but not a lot of boats down there where you are in Arizona, I don't think.
I don't think so either. And you know, my daughters and I were scuba divers, and diving in Puget Sound was a thrill. Diving in freshwater, not so much. Over.
Yeah, my son's a scuba diver. He lives in Las Vegas and goes and scuba dives over in Lake Mead every once in a while. But he also takes a big trip over to Southern California and goes out and does scuba diving around Catalina Island. Over.
Oh, you're making me jealous. I haven't been in the water in a long time. So anyway, thanks for being there, Dick. I appreciate you picking me up. Over.
You bet. Have a great weekend out there. Stay cool. November 7, Zulu Tango, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Time now for us to point our antennas towards the great state of Alaska. I already worked one Alaskan today. Let's see if Mr. Nick can work any. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta.
You got it. See what you can do. I'll listen up. If you don't get anybody, I'll make a call from here. Over.
Okie dokie. I didn't hear Larry, so we might have to call Lester and work him up there. You bring in the Quasi Bear on the great state of Alaska. Looking for our Alaska number. KL7IWC, KL0, KBEX Zulu, KL7 India Sierra, or KL2. Mike from Lake Lake Review. Any of you guys on the air up there? KL7IWC, you're weaker than well water there, Larry. Over.
KL7 Delta Delta, KL7IWC. Very weak up here, Nick. Couldn't even hear you when you did the history. Richard's coming in loud. 55 Charlie Golf Charlie, this is KL7IWC. Are you copying me? Over.
Yes, sir. KL7IWC. I can hear you fine, Larry. I talked to KL7IQQ earlier. How are things with you up in Alaska?
Well, it's been rainy all week, but looks like it's sunshine today, so that's a good thing. Over.
Sunshine? Oh, goodness. The other Larry had said it was raining where he was. How about your temperature?
I didn't look, but it's been
Roger, Roger. Yeah, you faded a little bit on that one, but upper 60s is not too shabby. He was talking about 40 degrees, so big difference, that's for sure. All right, Larry, good talking with you. I hope you're doing well. I haven't chatted with you a whole lot since you had your bout down in Seattle, but I hope you're doing okay. Over.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Larry, fading out on me a little bit, so we'll say 7-3s. Thanks for checking in with us. Glad you're doing well, and we'll look for you next week. KL7IWC, Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, take care.
All right, Glenn, are you here?
Yeah, Glenn, KL0 Quebec Zulu is also here. He can't hear anybody, but he has no traffic for his study location.
Whiskey 0 Alpha Delta Lima Mobile. All right, very good. KL0 Quebec Zulu is in the log as well, checking in today with no traffic. Glenn, hope you're doing well in Juneau as well. KL0 Quebec Zulu, Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, got you all checked in. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Go ahead and try it again. Maybe you can get Anchorage. Over.
Well, you're doing a lot better than I am because I just barely heard Larry. KL7 India Sierra, Quebec, and Peter in Anchorage. Go ahead. No Peter.
I didn't hear him, but KL7 India Sierra, KL7 India Sierra from Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie. Okay, ANH, stand by. KL7 India Sierra, I think I hear you. Our web service is down. The email service is down. So if you try to check in via the online web service, it's not sending me the messages today. So we've got that problem to deal with. But I can barely hear you, Peter, but we got you on the logbook. Over. Okay, AL7DD, I didn't really hear enough to get much out of that except his call sign. You want to and I got ANH real light as well. Maybe you've got him stronger. Over.
Okay, I didn't hear anything out of Peter. So anyway, we'll get a hold of Carlton at WH6ANH. I can hear you, Carlton. Go ahead.
AL7DD.
Going around the corner, and you sound like you got a pretty good day going there, Oma. Okay, Carlton, well, very good. You take care up there, keep walking, and we'll look for you next week. Over. WH6ANH, AL7 Delta Delta. Let's move the quad just a little bit more over this direction. See if we can get a hold of gas. NH7J over to Hawaii, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Yeah, you're only S7, but you're 2-5.
My antenna is nestled. It's crouched all the way down, and I got the rotator removed. I'm actually down on the bench, and hopefully I can get to get the troubleshooting back here today. I hope sometime we got to. Three or four, but we'll get to it. this week here, and very pleased with her. So, kind of her old self, I guess. So, other than that, just working on the station, trying to get her off and get her back working again, and maybe we'll start looking for her.
Didn't hear Gus, but just brief, just a little bit. I could tell he was there. Sounds like, is he working on his antenna? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, he's got the antenna nested, and he's working on the rotator to get it to go. He said he might have to get a new rotator.
Okay. Yeah, very good. It's he definitely not as strong over here as he normally is. So if you're hearing me, Gus, aloha to you. And Semper Paratus, thank you very much for checking in. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club, Dallas-Fort Worth. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. I'm looking for check-ins now, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
09 Tango, Uniform Tango.
Tango, Uniform Tango, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dick. This is Glenn in Punta Gorda, Florida, Coast Guard Auxiliarist, and just wanted to check in with no traffic. Say hi.
All right, and good to have you on board. You got a nice strong signal, about the strongest one I've heard out of Florida, and I even got the antenna pointed the other way. Over.
Well, thank you for the flowers. Thank you very much, Dick. Have a great day.
Gwen, did you ever get my email in return to your offer to send me that story? Over.
You know, no, I didn't.
I've been having trouble with the web service online internet webmail all week. I'm not quite sure what's going on today. If you fill out the web form on the website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org, it says it sends it to me, but it does not. I'm not getting anything. No telling how many messages I've missed, but I've also been having trouble sending responses back out. So the answer to your question was, yes, I'd love to see it, but send it to me direct to my call book address instead of the one on the website. Over.
Okay, your QRZ email address. Over.
Yeah, for my personal call, Kilowatt Echo 7 Alpha, KE7A. Over.
Okay, Roger. Good deal. Thank you, Dick. I'll get that out today.
Yeah, I tried responding a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and I was kind of unsure whether or not the darn thing even went out. So my apologies for that. But how are things in Punta Gorda today, by the way, since I've got a signal I can actually hear?
Oh, everything is good. Nice and sunny. It's 86 degrees, and we'll probably get a thunderstorm in the afternoon.
Roger, roger. Well, very good, sir. Well, thanks for stopping by and letting me know that my receiver's still working. K9TUT, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, 73, Semper Paratus. Looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilowatt
Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. Go ahead. Kilowatt Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. Hello, Dick, and Semper Paratus. Got bad comms today. Just want to make sure I could try and get in and say hello. How am I, copy? Over.
Well, got a Q5 copy on you now. Skip has been very sporadic and spotty today. I was copying you off the back of the antenna as good as I was copying you off the front, which is unusual. Usually the last few contacts, I've had to point directly at them in order to hear them, so that's the good news. Over.
Well, that's wonderful. Now you're coming in 5x5 also, so I guess we get this opportunity to say hello, and everything's going well here. How's with you?
I'm not doing too bad. We've got an issue here with our online web service email. People who are listening online, if they're trying to check in online, you need to send me a direct email, either at my call book address, either whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf or KE7A, Kilowatt Echo 7 Alpha, or info, I-N-F-O, India November, Foxtrot Oscar at whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. Otherwise, I'm not going to know you try to check in. Even though the email, the web service says that I got your email, I'm not getting them today. So I'm just flustered. How about that?
Wow, that's a mouthful. Yes, I understand. I was just trying to actually email you when you came bellowing in, so I said, let me grab you while I could. I guess we'll be doing your check-ins by U.S. mail. How's that?
I'm not sure that will work any better, to be honest with you. I got an item in my mailbox yesterday that's for a neighbor down the street. Over.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why I even thought about it. Yeah, the mail is not quite what it used to be. Well, it's good to hear you, and good to hear as many as I can today. I wish you a wonderful weekend, And this would be VKO4UHX and Semper Paratus 73.
All right, send it to me, smoke signals. That'll work. KO4UHK. I might as well just go back to bed. Kilowatt Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Looking for additional check-ins now. Those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilo Delta 8, November, Kilo Japan.
Kilo Delta 8, November, Kilo Japan. Go ahead.
Roger, roger. What Coast Guard station are you guys at? I'm just curious because my uncle was a lifer Coast Guard and he was a radio man and spent a lot of time in Vietnam. So I'm just curious on where you at.
Well, I'm in Texas right now, but all of the other fellas are all over the place. Do you know what the unit was that was it your dad that served in Vietnam?
No, it was my Uncle Joe. He was a senior chief radio man in the Coast Guard. But I don't remember what unit he was at. I know he was started in about 1956-57 and then got out about 1980, something like that. And he was what I would call a ditty bopper, very good at Morse code.
What was his name?
His name was Joe Hedges. Joseph Hedges.
Joseph Hedges. All right. I didn't know him in wasn't on my ship, but that doesn't mean that somebody else wouldn't know him. So Joseph Hedges. All right. I'll look him up. Over.
Roger, roger. Just wanted to say hi. Located here in South Michigan, and you got a great signal coming in today.
All right, sir. Well, I thank you very much for the big signal report. Let me get a quick look here while you're here. Let me see. I'm gonna look at the Coast Guard CW Operators Association for somebody named Hedges. Don't go anywhere. H-E-D, no. Not on that list. Let me go over here. Is he a silent key by any chance?
Say again?
Is Joseph a silent key?
Yes, he really was. He stationed out, got out in New Orleans. I know he was in Boston for a while, Detroit for a while, and he talked about floating between, back in the early days of the Coast Guard, out on a cutter between North America and Europe, pass some code, watch the airplanes go back and forth. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, I found him. He was a member of the Coast Guard CW Operators Association, Joe Hedges, and it says Franklinton, Louisiana, which could have been, I don't know if he's from there or where he was stationed. I don't have that information, but his ZUT number was 424. Over.
Roger, roger. Yeah, that's my Uncle Joe. Because of him, I joined the Navy. So he didn't want me to join the Coast Guard. I couldn't figure that out. But he was home on leave visiting his mom and dad. I happened to be there. And he loaded me up in the car. And off we went to the Navy recruiter and signed right up. So I thank my Uncle Joe for that.
I wonder why he didn't want you to join the Coast Guard. Usually it's the other way around. But thank you for your service in the Navy, and glad we're able to meet. And certainly honor your Uncle Joe and his service in the U.S. Coast Guard. 73s, and thanks for joining us today.
Roger, roger. Have fun.
This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. I'm looking again for Coast Guard veterans. Okay, I'm here to November 7. Try again. Somebody put a carrier over you. November 7 again. I'm not. Let me turn the antenna. I'm going to hope you're in November 7 land. Maybe I can hear you. Nick, did you hear anything?
No, not that carrier.
November 7 station. Try again. Northern California. All right, November 7, Tango, Sierra, Quebec. I gotcha. I got Joe, and I can't pronounce that name, but Joe in Glen Ellen, California. Are you ex-Coast Guard? Over. Roger, Roger. Very good, sir. Well, thank you for that information. You're not terribly strong, even even with the antenna pointed in the direction of California. But I do appreciate you stopping by, and I thank him for his service and your service. Over.
Well, thank you very much. It was an honor to teach the cadets how to cook. So I certainly hope the food was good. Anyway, 7-3, and thank you for the.
November 7, Tango, Sierra, Quebec, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, thank you, sir, for joining us, and I am once again looking for check-ins, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, and U.S. Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard. The Mobile station, you're real light. Try it again. Is there a Mobile station? Whoa, I real light. You getting anything, Nick?
Yeah, Whiskey 5 Echo, and I didn't get the last, he faded out on me, but Whiskey 5 question mark.
The Whiskey 5 Mobile. Try again, please. Sounds like I heard Whiskey 5 Echo Alpha Kilo. You getting anything, Nick?
His name is Rex, and we can get the rest of it, but yeah, it's Whiskey 5 Echo Alpha Kilo Mobile heading back to his ranch.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Relay.
Just went past Arlington, and I didn't get the town where you were heading for, but understand you served in the U.S. Navy, and thank you very kindly for your service in the U.S. Navy. Anything else, sir?
Get it. If that call sign is wrong, Nick, see if you can clarify it. Yeah, the relay. Go ahead.
Whiskey 5 Echo Alpha Kilo.
Whiskey 5 Echo Alpha Kilo. For some reason, oh, there it is. He's Hazlett, Texas, which is just south of me here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Over.
Roger. I have a fine copy on him here in West Virginia. WVAKJ, I'm standing by.
Okay, Whiskey 5 Echo Alpha Kilo. I'm in Southlake, Texas, so you're just south of me, and I've got you in your log. Thank you for your service in the Navy. Over. All right, and thanks for the relay all the way around. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I have about time for one more call. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
AI-5GC.
Is that Kilowatt India 5 Golf Tango?
Alpha, Delta 6, Bravo, Sugar.
Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, I heard you. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Dick. I shot you an email. This is the first time I've been able to hear you this morning. You're talking pretty good now. That cooler weather is sure messing with things. So anyway, I tried to check in online, so you should get that. I don't care if there's a lot going on today. It's a nice cool day. It's about 65 degrees. So I hope you're doing well down there in South Lake, over.
Doing well, Cliff. The email service is down, believe it or not. I'm not getting any emails off the website. So I don't know what you said, but I'm glad I got you checked in here, and my apologies. I don't know whether I'll ever get them. It's something wrong with the service provider again.
Roger, okay. Well, at least the radios are still working despite the condition of pipe.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I'm glad we got you checked in. Thank you very much for that, and you're on the logbook. Over.
Okay, thanks, Dick. Have a great afternoon.
Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, why don't you try one call from your location?
All right, this is Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, Fournette Control, looking for those who have served their country in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, or Public Health Service doctors. If so, but served with the Coast Guard, want to check in, call now. Any stations that serve U.S. Coast Guard want to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. November Sierra 7, Delta Delta. Go ahead, sir. Well, good morning there, Brian, and I thought that was a familiar call, so we got to turn her over here, but thanks for checking in and saying hello, Brian. Okay, Brian, glad to hear you, and turn her joy. Okay, 73 cents per Paradis. Back to you there, Richard, and we'll turn her over to Don.
Okay, before we turn it over to Don, I keep hearing a kilowatt India 5, and I'm not sure of the rest of the call. You want to try the kilowatt India 5?
A kilo India 5 station trying to check in with the U.S. Coast Guard net. Call now.
That is Alpha India 5, Golf Charlie.
Alpha India 5 Golf Charlie, he's also here in South Lake. I'm not even getting good ground skip today. X Air Force, over.
Roger, roger. I don't mean to crush your party, but I do like to check in when I have the radio on. I think the last time I checked in, I was Flash Portable in Red River, New Mexico. But today, I'm sitting at my radio table in the in-house.
Roger, roger. Well, very good, Dennis. I've got you in the logbook, and, man, even ground skip is bad today. Over.
Roger, roger. And I do, I think I have mentioned this before, but I do like to check into this net because military is military, and we're all one family, just a different lake. And I do volunteer at the DFW USO Airport USO. And I always have to say an extra thank you to Coast Guard people because you guys are unsung heroes. You get out there and rescue people when nobody else will fly or go out. And thank God I've never needed your services, but I do appreciate it. Over.
All right. You bet, Dennis. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for checking in with us today. Stay cool. 73s from Alpha India 5 Golf Charlie from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care.
73 AI5GZ clear.
AL7DD, thank you very much for your help today as always. And Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Boy, I tell you what, nothing to pass along, and conditions are spotty, very spotty up and down. It'll be good 1 minute, bad the next, and right now you're not in a sweet spot. Over.
It sounds like yesterday.
your puppy dog a biscuit for me. Say hello to the Perfect. All right, Charlie, this is Victor Alvin, the Montreux Hotel. They're coming at control station for this opening connection with the Maritime Mobile Service Center.